This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
what can brands, corporations do to encourage consumers to register for their vaccines? There is a poll happening on Twitter and also on Instagram. So you've got a couple of minutes. Let us know what you think. Yeah, we'll go through results later.
Yeah, in just a few minutes. Now, we heard from our health minister just yesterday. I think he said something along the lines of how there is no concrete evidence to prove that it would be safe for people who have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 to travel interstate and internationally. So Health Minister Dr. Adam Baba, he said this, of course, yesterday, adding that his team was still studying reports by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, as well as the WHO, the World Health Organization, on allowing those who have been vaccinated to travel freely. He said that a special meeting with the National Security Council had agreed to consider the matter and will make a decision later on.
So according to Adam, those who have received both doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine were all frontliners who already had permission to travel interstate. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin had previously suggested that Malaysians who had been fully vaccinated be given the green light to cross domestic and international borders on the condition that they received a certificate of verification to act as an immunity passport. Adam also revealed the 20 clusters related to the education sector have been detected since March, adding that schools with positive cases may be advised to temporarily close after a risk assessment by the district health officers.
Yeah, so like we mentioned earlier, our National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, said discussions will be held with the HR Ministry to look into having companies give their foreign employees some time off to attend their vaccination appointments. We just spoke about that earlier. Mm-hmm. He also added that the COVID-19 Immunization Task Force had proposed that family members be allowed to travel interstate for the purpose of bringing their elderly parents to receive the jabs.
Right. Yeah. So he added that appointments for recipients under a second phase of the immunization program will be sent out through the MySejahtera application beginning today. We'll send out a notification at least 14 days before the date of the vaccination appointment. We'll also send a reminder to recipients 3 days before the date of the appointment and 1 day before, either through a text message or phone call. The second phase of the program will begin on April 17 for medical frontliners, while those from high-risk groups will receive the vaccine from April 19 onwards. Kedah, Melaka, Pahang, Sabah, Sarawak, Terengganu and Labuan are set to kick off their vaccination programs on April 19, while other states will begin from April 22nd to 26.
Yeah, and there's also, I think they're also going to launch a guidebook on a green immunization program. This was according to Environment and Water Minister Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man. I think he also mentioned that the nationwide vaccinations are expected to increase Malaysia's clinical waste production, generating an estimated 2,100 tons of waste over the next 12 months.
Wow. He also urged the public to be considerate and probably dispose of the face mask to avoid further damaging the environment. And, you know, if you have it, you don't want to spread it, right? Couple of comments here as well. Walter, who said, extra paid leave for vaccinated employees. Okay, good one. That's the kind of thing I like. Rusihan says, my dad is 89, my mom's 83, my dad has diabetes, my mom is a cancer survivor. Both are very fragile and may not be able to withstand the side effects. Both said that they want to wait and see because they fear the side effects of the vaccine. They're not anti-vaxxers. I told them it is safe, but they said staying at home and isolating for other people is safer. So how do you argue with them? They say that either vaccination using Sinovac and AstraZeneca have not side effect, then they will go for it. So they're already they must be on that WhatsApp group.
Yes, on that WhatsApp group. Let's wrap up the poll, Frida. What can brands and corporations do to encourage consumers to register?
Okay, leading it with discounts and promotions, 40.7%. Education and social media, 27.2%. Make registration points at 18.5%. And others, tell us what.
Yeah, so over on Instagram, just a couple of messages to read. Ben here, I think, is just no nonsense because he says, register, get it, or get lost. No need promotion, no mercy, simple as that. And you need to have a doctor's note if you can't get the vaccine. That's what Ben says. Mm. We've got Lena who says, gift card on each step until the second dose. interesting, gift cards.
Okay.
Lim says promotion on social media, provide rebates for goods upon showing of a vaccine digital certificate. And we've got one last one here to read from PDX, who says the average Malaysian needs a carrot. Just think about how, just think about the adoption of e-wallets, right? Everybody needed an incentive in order to go and try out a new e-wallet. So maybe Malaysians do need an incentive rather than a penalty or a deadline.
Mm. Well, carrot then, rather than the stick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you everyone for chiming in on our conversation today. Of course, our top story was about what brands and corporations can do to boost the registration for COVID-19 vaccines. We then moved on to a story about how you shouldn't be a no-show at your vaccination appointments because you'll be wasting the vaccine. And finally,
No guarantee of travel.
Yes, according to our health minister, Dr. Adam Baba. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes or on Spotify. And as mentioned earlier, we'll be back with a World Health Day special on Enterprise Biz Bites tomorrow. We're going to be talking about sick leave and if you still take sick leave during the last year or so over the pandemic. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be an interesting one. But for now, we're going to leave you with Heart and Dreamboat Annie. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.